the Mockingjay whistle from The Hunger Games, it'll be harder to hear for the film's fans in Thailand, where a movie theater chain has canceled screenings because a student group planned to use those screenings to protest against the country's military coup. The government has banned the film's three-finger salute. Michael Sullivan reports for NPR from Thailand. He's with us from Chiang Rai. Welcome.
Hi.
So tell us more about this. Why does the regime in Thailand think that this three-finger salute from The Hunger Games is so dangerous?
Because they see it as a symbol of defiance, and they took power in May in a military coup, and they see any attempt at defiance as a threat to their legitimacy, and that's why they think it's bad.
And for people who don't know, by the way, The Hunger Games is set in a dystopian country with a wealthy ruling elite in the capital and poor districts elsewhere. And this three-finger salute is used by the main character, Katniss Everdeen, and then by people who are supporting her in her rebellion against the capital. Is this film, because it's not even going to be shown, it sounds like, in some places in Thailand at this point, does everybody know about this? Are people all over Thailand, are they aware of The Hunger Games and that three-finger salute?
The people in the major population centers, the major cities, are definitely aware of it, and they're definitely part of what you might call a mini-rebellion about this at this point. On Wednesday, the acting prime minister of the country, who's the junta leader, the leader of the military that took over in May, he went to one of the, I guess you could call it one of the hotbeds, one of the places where the support for the former government is strong. And there, five students got up and put up the three-finger sign, and they were immediately arrested and hustled away. They've since been released. But then yesterday, of course, was the supposedly the premiere of The Hunger Games here. Some cinemas chose not to show it because they were afraid that there would be large-scale protests. And other cinemas went ahead. And I was in Bangkok yesterday for the premiere, and I went to one of those cinemas. And the police presence was very, very large. One of the guys who was arrested yesterday in Bangkok was the same guy who was arrested shortly after the coup for sitting outside of the mall, the same mall where the movie was shown today, reading a copy of George Orwell's 1984 while eating a sandwich. And he was carted away back then, and he was arrested again yesterday.
And what are the people who are being arrested being charged with?
Well, technically, under martial law now, which was imposed after the military took power in May, public gatherings of more than five people are not allowed. And any dissent, any criticism of the regime is not allowed either. So by reading 1984, by flashing this three-finger symbol, they're defying that, in theory. And so they go to jail, however briefly. And I have to stress the five people who were arrested Wednesday were released. I don't know about the other three yet.
Michael, how long are people in Thailand expecting that this military coup will remain in power? When is it likely that a civilian government will be in place once again?
When the junta took power in May, they promised that there would be a new civilian government in place in 15 months. Now, so far it's been 6 months, and they have been making some progress toward that goal. But there are many, many people who doubt the sincerity of their intentions and wonder how long the military actually intends to stay.
Michael Sullivan, who reports for NPR from Thailand, thank you for joining us.
You're quite welcome.